order. As I think all of you have a memo from November 8th delegating the authority to serve as rules chair, or at least if you haven't seen it, it is in place for me to, for the purpose of purchasing equipment and other things. Present at the meeting, we have Representative Gardner, Speaker Chenault by telephone, Representative Olson by telephone, and Representative Newman by telephone, and Representative Harrington will be joining us soon. Also online, we have Tina Strong from the LAA in Juneau. The purpose of this meeting is to approve going out for an RFP for a new vehicle for the House. I will let Tina explain it, but as on a recent trip to Juneau, we looked at some of the maintenance issues of that, the rust, the size. It's an old van, and it's going to require substantial upgrades before we would use it. It was recommended by LAA that we acquire a new vehicle. We do have one of those available. And are there any questions from any of the members before I put Tina on to kind of outline what she's got in mind? Tina, are you online?
I am.
Go ahead and get a brief summary if I haven't already said it, and see what we can do.
Okay, for the record, this is Tina Strong from the procurement officer for the agency. And through the chair, the vehicle is 8 years old, and as you said, there's quite a bit of rust on the bottom. It needs last winter, a couple of the snow tires got holes in them, and the snow tires are 4 or 5 years old, so if we replaced one, we would have to replace all of them due to the wear and tear, so it keeps the vehicle aligned. And the battery continues to die. We're constantly jumping it, making sure that it stays drivable for you guys. So we do recommend getting a new one, and we actually won't be doing an RFP. The state already has an equipment or a fleet contract that we would be purchasing from. And Kendall Ford out of Westover was the low bidder on that, and they do have one in stock, and if approved today, we could get it here in Juneau within 3 weeks, so it would be here ready for your use before session.
Tina, would you kind of explain the vehicle that that we're looking at so everyone can kind of know at least what we're getting?
Yep, we're looking at an Expedition. It's a 2011 Expedition 6-speed automatic. The exterior is white, interior stone cloth seats. It does come with a fold flat third row seat, so it can ultimately carry 8 passengers at one time. That's about it. I'm not sure what else you'd want to know about that.
It's similar to what the Senate has now in terms of size and everything. Is that accurate?
Yes. Yep, it's the Senate currently has a 2003 Ford Excursion, and it seats 7, so it is a little bit bigger than what the Senate has, but ultimately the same.
Hope we don't have ban envy. Are there any questions from any of the members?
No question. Is it four-wheel drive or at least front-wheel drive?
It is four-wheel drive. It's 4x4.
Thank you. And that was Representative Gardner for the record. Any other questions from any of the other members? Hearing none, I would entertain a motion. Representative Gardner.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move that the House Rules Committee authorize the purchase of a new vehicle to replace the current House van at a price not to exceed $33,000.
The motion has been made. Are there any objections? Hearing none, the motion is passed. Is there any other business to come before the Rules Committee at this time? Hearing none, I appreciate everyone's attendance today. Mr. Speaker, thank you. Representative Herron, Representative Olson, Representative Newman, Representative Gardner, thank you very much. I appreciate you coming together during the season. Wish all of you a Merry Christmas and see you in Juneau. With that, this meeting is adjourned.
Merry Christmas from me.